This is WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. It is 40 degrees at 5 o'clock.
ABC News. I'm Richard Cantu. Former President Trump is calling it election interference. The judge in his January 6 case releasing portions of special counsel Jack Smith's filing that details evidence that Smith asserts is not covered by the Supreme Court ruling that presidents have immunity for official acts. Smith arguing in the filing that, or presenting evidence, he says that Trump was acting as a private citizen and not the president of the United States. The death toll from Hurricane Helene rises again up to 189 now, with power outages in excess of 1 million homes and businesses. Massachusetts Governor Maura Healey is moving quickly to immediately implement a sweeping new gun law that, among other things, cracks down on ghost guns. Moving to implement this before pro-gun rights activists sue. One of two physicians charged in the ketamine overdose death of actor Matthew Perry pleaded guilty to supplying the drugs.
In front of a federal judge, Dr. Mark Chavez admitted he wrote fraudulent prescriptions to get ketamine for Matthew Perry. Federal prosecutors say Chavez and Dr. Salvador Plasencia were getting vials of the anesthesia drug for $12 a vial, but were selling it to Perry for $2,000 a vial. Plasencia even texted Chavez he wondered how much this moron will pay. Chavez admitted in court to conspiracy to distribute ketamine. He could get 10 years in federal prison when he's sentenced next April. Alex Stone, ABC News at federal court in downtown L.A.
Seems Magazine Dreams, the Jonathan Majors bodybuilder drama, will get a theatrical release after all. Briarcliff Entertainment says it'll release the film early next year. The original distributor bowed out after Majors was convicted of a misdemeanor involving his then-girlfriend last year. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Thanks to the Schultz Mortgage Team for sponsoring WRCO Hometown Weather Watch. Call 608-738-8765 to learn how you can buy a home with less than 20% down.
Today, a forecasted high of 76 degrees, partly cloudy with calmer winds. Thursday night, mostly cloudy. There's a 30% chance of light showers tonight and a low of 46. Friday, mostly sunny and pleasant and a high of 70. Saturday, 80 degrees. Pretty warm for October and a 50% chance of showers at night. Any showers ending early in the morning Sunday with a high of 69. Right now in Richland Center, after the early reading this morning of 54, we're at 40 degrees. That's how it stacks up weather-wise today. Good morning. Welcome to Thursday, October 3rd.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets raised that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the
I am tired and I need am blind without thy light to see. Lord, just let me thy servant be. Lead me, oh Lord, won't you lead me?
Elvis Presley with J.D. Sumner and the Stamps, and Lead Me, Guide Me. Before that, our national anthem sung by Jennifer Nettles. And here we are together again, friends. It's been a busy week for us, probably for you as well. And we're just getting started, too. So many things going on over the course of the next few days and the weekend as well. It's 40. It's a little chilly out there again this morning, but we're going to be into some warm temperatures. And again, toward the weekend, Saturday, we'll be getting close to maybe some record highs if it does get up in the low 80s, as they're saying it will. So, yeah, I guess enjoy the warmth while we can. Right. Welcome to October 3rd. We have some info to tell you about. And the top story here on the state scene, the Brewers are still alive. We still have another Brewer game to broadcast after a dramatic come-from-behind win last night over the Mets. Go Brewers. All right. So we'll recap that coming up in a few minutes. Here are the Oak Ridge Boys.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a Nikon camera, a Sony color TV.
But the one that I love is from the USA and standing next to me.
My baby is American made.
When it comes to the loving part, one thing is true.
My baby's genuine USA, red, white, and blue.
My baby is American made, born and bred in the USA. From her silky long hair to her sexy long legs, my baby is American made. American made, born and bred in the USA. From her silky long hair to her sexy long legs, my baby is American made.
Baby is American made. dreaming. I must be dreaming. Or am I really lying here with you? Baby, you take me in your arms. And though I'm wide awake, I know my dream is coming true.
Vintage Ann Marie on WRCO Radio, and I Just Fall in Love Again. Oh, my goodness. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. We appreciate that. And we'll have a lot of things to tell you about in the coming days with the open house, the customer appreciation days at Oakwood Fruit Farm going on this weekend, Hill Country Classic Power at the Richland County Fairgrounds. They'll be getting underway with a show Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, trucks and tractors. Oh, my goodness. So when I'm out there, I really have a hard time not slobbering on everything. Like, oh, my, look at that. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, so that's going to be fun. We want to remind you from Community Calendar today that donations for flood victims in North Carolina and Tennessee following Hurricane Helene are being accepted at Driftless Outdoors on Highway 80 North. Basic needs are bottled water and canned food, along with can openers if you're donating canned food. Organizers are planning to leave with a semi-load of donations by tomorrow, so please have your donations dropped off by this evening at 5. For more information, call 608-475-1219.
Tri-State Basement Repair. A strong foundation is important to you, for your home and for your family too. If water problems happen to you, call Tri-State Basement Repair. Tri-State Basement Repair.
Richland Electric Cooperative invites all members to their Member Appreciation Picnic this Thursday, October 3rd from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. at 30 East Robb Road in Richland Center. Enjoy a delicious meal prepared by the REC Board of Directors and employees. Please note, the picnic will be held on Thursday this year instead of Saturday. Don't miss out on this special event. See you Thursday.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
It is time to celebrate 120 years at Oakwood Fruit Farm. Join them this weekend for Customer Appreciation Days. Savor the season with delicious apples, fresh cranberry cider, caramel apples, grapes, pumpkin squash, and much more. And don't forget the fresh bakery treats, apple cider donuts, turnovers, and much more. The team at Oakwood Fruit Farm wants to say a big thank you to all of their loyal customers. Come visit them this weekend. Open 7 days a week, 9 to 5, just south of Ithaca. Follow the signs and join the celebration at Oakwood Fruit Farm.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires, to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit JonesChev.com.
Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists are experts in complete collision repair, paint matching, and restoration. Call 375-4434. Your hometown A&W serves juicy burgers, melty curds, and root beer floats. The double cheeseburger combo is only $7.99. Enjoy the place and the tastes that will take you back. The Paisley Star Quilt Shop and Country Depot has all your quilting, gifts, and decor. Be sure to like the Paisley Star, Highway 61 on Facebook. And Boscobel Lumber is your small town yard where service matters. From new construction to remodeling, let Boscobel Lumber help you with free estimates. 519, the time, an update on sports is courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters. Jack Centurio tied the game in the eighth inning with his second home run of the night, and Garrett Mitchell delivered a two-run shot later in the inning to give the Brewers a 5-3 victory over the New York Mets that even their National League wild card series. The teams will play a decisive Game 3 coming up tonight. The Brewers will attempt to become the first team to rally and win a best-of-three wild card series after losing the opener since MLB went to this expanded playoff format in 2020. So it's a lone game in baseball tonight, and it will get underway just after 6, about, 8 minutes after 6 pregame on WRCE is going to begin at 5:30 today. Elsewhere in the playoffs, San Diego with a win against Atlanta, 5-4, and Detroit over Houston, 5-2, Kansas City, 2-1. Over Baltimore. NHL action. It was Florida 2-1 over Tampa Bay in overtime. Nashville 6, Carolina 4. Winnipeg 5-2 over Calgary. Seattle 6, Edmonton 2. Anaheim 5-2 over Utah. The new NFL weekend begins tonight. Tampa Bay plays at Atlanta. And that is a look at sports.
Heartland Christmas Trees thanks you for your continued support. Look for their holiday season retail outlets throughout the area. Heenick Printing offers high-speed digital color copies at the most competitive price and high-quality commercial printing and design. Inspired Innovations, love your look with a manicure and pedicure and the latest in hair services, or relax and rejuvenate with a massage.
5:21 the time. The new forecast is in here somewhere. We've got piles of papers hanging around. Let's see if we can find that again. It looks like the forecast pretty much the same as earlier, but a high of 77 today, so that's about the same ballpark. 47 tonight with a 30% chance of light showers or sprinkles through about midnight. mostly sunny and pleasant Friday. Saturday, they've lessened the daytime high just a little bit, but still warm temperatures in the upper 70s with a 30% chance of a few overnight showers Saturday into Sunday. We are back down to our overnight low. Currently, it is 40 degrees in Richland Center. In the cool of the day, time to do the cool thing, the aerobic polka. Here we go. A one and a two and a... know about you, but now I am ready to start my day. They were the Six Fat Dutchmen, and that was the You Promised Me Polka. 5:24 the time. We're heading toward farm news and markets today here on WRCO. Later on, chances to win some donuts from Oakwood Fruit Farm a little bit later on, those apple cider donuts. I was out there yesterday, and the smell wafting from the bakery, it just about put me in a trance. Here's Tommy Overstreet on the Milk House Show.
Away from me, girl. 16 years, hazel eyes and chestnut hair. She made the Woolworth counter shine. And Eddie was a sweet romancer and a darn good dancer. They'd waltz the eyes of the five and dime. Eddie played the steel guitar, and his mama cried as he played in the bars. He kept young Rita out late at night. So they married up in Abilene, lost a child in Tennessee. Oh, and still that love survived. Cause they'd sing, dance a little closer to me. Dance a little closer now. Dance a little closer tonight. Dance a little closer to me. Cause it's closing time and love's on sale tonight at this five and dime. One of the boys in Eddie's band took a shine to Rita's hand. So Eddie ran off with the baseman's wife. Oh, but he was back by June, singing a different tune, sporting Miss Rita back by his side. And he sang, dance a little closer to me. Dance a little closer now. Dance a little closer tonight. Closer to me, cause it's closing time and love's on sale tonight. It's five and dime. Eddie traveled with the barroom band till arthritis took his hands. Now he sells insurance on the side. Rita's got a house to keep, dime store novels and love so sweet. They dance to radio late at night. And they sing, dance a little closer to me. Dance a little closer now. Dance a little closer tonight. Dance a little closer to me.
Kathy Mattea and Love at the Five and Dime here on WRCO. We've dropped another degree. It's 39 as we head toward a daytime high later in the upper 70s here in Richland Center. It looks like some beautiful weather coming up for the upcoming days and the weekend.
This farm market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, ready to serve your seed, feed, and repair service needs.
Good morning, I'm Jared White with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn wins the game against above-ground pests with three distinct modes of action. Your best year starts with Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn. The vice president of fertilizer for StoneX Group says increased tensions in the Middle East are concerning for farmers.
High tensions usually mean higher prices.
Josh Linville says Iran's attack this week on Israel adds to an already volatile urea market that's seen many countries severely reducing exports.
All of these add up to a situation where urea is very, very tightly supplied. Any sort of gap we might have had between global supply and global demand has been completely destroyed, and now prices are finally starting to reflect that, and we're now starting to see anhydrous and UAN values follow suit.
He tells Brownfield any regional conflict in the Middle East would have a major impact on the global fertilizer market.
If you look at North Africa and the Middle East region just as one whole, one out of every 2 tons of urea exports from that little part of the map.
Linville says urea barge load prices are up 10% this week, and he says farmers planning fall or spring fertilizer applications should be having conversations with their retailers on a regular basis. Ensuring farmers have products available. Brownfield's Megan Grabner has more from the 2024 Syngenta Media Summit in Greensboro, North Carolina.
Syngenta has made significant investments to bring production of its crop protection products back to the United States. Heath Billingsley heads up the company's production and supply for North America.
We are now producing 98% of our products in the U.S.
He tells Brownfield the company learned from supply chain disruptions experienced during the COVID-19 pandemic.
Our lead time are really long. So by investing capacity in the U.S., we really are able to shorten those lead times.
Billingsley says those investments help improve farmer efficiency. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
The recent trend of dairy producers raising beef calves may be slowing down a little. Brownfield's Larry Lee has more from World Dairy Expo.
Mike North with EverAg tells Brownfield there was one main reason dairy producers started breeding their dairy cows with beef bulls a few years ago.
It was a shrinking beef cow herd laid against a rising feed cost, which really opened the door for dairymen.
But now North says feed costs are down thanks to lower commodity prices, and that's making producers consider keeping dairy heifers to secure their dairy business long term.
Am I going to have enough replacement heifers to ensure that I am?
North says beef producers will have to make similar decisions, knowing their future depends on breeding more heifers and putting fewer in the feedlot. In Madison, Wisconsin, I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield Ag News.
And U.S. ethanol production bounced back a little last week. The U.S. Energy Information Administration says production averaged 1,015,000 barrels a day, up 21,000 on the week as some plants ended seasonal maintenance and 6,000 on the year. For these stories and more, visit us at brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Jared White for Brownfield.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Make sure the roof over your head is built to last with premium roofing supplies from Harchi Lumber. Quality shingles not only improve the appearance of your roof, but will protect you for years to come. Harchi has a full inventory of shingles and materials in stock from leading manufacturers like CertainTeed, Decra, GAF, and more. Plus, they carry the largest stock of steel roofing and siding products in Wisconsin with many lengths and colors available. Stop in today at Harchi Lumber, Highway 33, between Lavelle and Reedsburg.
Cash cattle country remained sluggish and cash hogs were steady to sharply lower. Good morning, I'm Brent Barnett with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade remains relatively quiet, with just a few early asking prices on Wednesday being reported in the south at 187, but they were not established in the north. Bids remain very elusive. Significant trade volume could be delayed for another day. At Creston Livestock in Iowa on Wednesday, there were no comparisons as the previous feeder cattle auction took place in August. Many load lots of quality yearling steers and heifers coming off grass were available on Wednesday. There were also many smaller packages of reputation new crop calves, double vaccinated, and many off the cow. USDA says demand was very good for a moderate offering, and the trade was very active. Feeder supply included 79% steers, and 76% of the offering was over 600 pounds. Medium and large one feeder steers, 818 to 836 pounds, brought 247.75 to 263. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 912 pounds, sold for 219.50. Boxed beef was lower at the close, with choice down 36 cents at $2.99.81 and select down 137 at $2.83.93. Estimated cattle slaughter was 124,000 head. Cash hogs were steady to sharply lower, with light closing negotiated numbers at the major direct markets. It looks like most buyers have the needed near-term numbers in hand after the higher trade that took place earlier in the week. It also looks like wholesale pork might have seen its near-term top. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down 188 with a base range of 71 to 77.50, and the Western Corn Belt was down 132 for a weighted average price of 76.47. Butcher hogs at the Midwest cash markets were steady, with barrels and gilts priced at 55, sows at 51 to 57, and boars at 16. The pork values report was delayed at the close, according to USDA, but were lower at midday on Wednesday. Estimated hog slaughter was 486,000 head. At the CME, live and feeder cattle futures were sharply higher, preparing for this week's direct cash business. Lean hog futures were mixed, mostly higher adjusting spreads, largely shrugging off the bearish cash and wholesale business during the session. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
When challenging conditions arise, we don't back down. We up our game. Outpacing the competition with innovations fueled by Bayer's R&D, keeping you equipped with an expanded portfolio, elite genetics, and additional local test plots. Channel leads the field so you can rise above. See how you can save at channel.com/finance24. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Hello, this is Chase Heston, 210 Auction Realty, with sales results and upcoming events. The bigger sale today and more buyers are coming in. We need round bales to sell. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Coin online only auction ending October 16th at 6 p.m. Soft close. Cars, tools, beer mirrors, salt and pepper shakers, and much more. Online only auction ending October 23rd at 6 p.m. Soft close again. Looking for more info, go to www.timstockauctionrealty.com or call 608-723-4020 for more info. This is Chase Heston. Have a great day.
Trim your home's interior with millwork from All American Do It Center. Western Building Products offers high quality wood trim and interior doors for your home in maple, oak, poplar, or pine. Molding, stairs, baseboards, columns, plus those trendy interior rustic barn doors are all available from Western Building Products. Unfinished or pre-finished woodwork is available. Ask the design team about Western Building Products at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
All American.
Direct cattle business was quiet Wednesday. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. When it comes to short-stature corn, it all started with Stein. For decades, they've been focused on unique hybrids that deliver top yields. Stein invented short-stature corn, then they perfected it. Stein has yield. Soybeans were mixed and corn was up, with both still watching harvest activity. November beans were down 1.25 at 10.56, and January was 1.25 lower at 10.74 1/4. December corn is 3.5 higher at 432.5, and March was up 3.5 at 450. Cattle were higher ahead of this week's direct business. December live was up 252 at 187.70. February was 222 higher at 188.40. November feeders are up 387 at 248.55. And hogs were mixed, mostly higher, adjusting spreads, with December up 215 at 76.75, and February $1.57 higher at 80.15. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Farmers are business people. We're reminded of that today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for Rizol from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
The lifestyle part of farming is fine, but first and foremost, it's a business. So says Tim Glenn, Executive VP for Corteva's Seed Business Unit.
Farmers are not in it for the lifestyle. And sometimes I think outside of agriculture, it's easy to sit there and talk about lifestyle, and they like that rural lifestyle, and farmers aren't very serious business people. But I can tell you, whether you're a large operator, most sophisticated growers in the U.S. or Canada or Brazil, or whether you're at that entry level, they're all thinking about their business and whether it's about how they can grow their operation, the margins, and what they have to take to market.
Operationally, says Glenn, farmers are very business and finance oriented.
Farmers are outstanding economists, and farmers make good resource allocation decisions, and that's really what it's all about. Farmers don't do dumb things, or they're not farmers for very long, and they're able to manage risk and handle uncertainties that normal people can't handle.
Glenn says farmers face challenges from weather, resource scarcity, and with pest and disease pressures.
I do believe that technology is going to solve most of our problems. And when you look at the course of the past 100 plus years of agriculture, technology has solved most of those challenges. And we need all the tools available to make that happen.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business, hosting the area's premier feeder cattle sale every Friday morning starting at 9. This week's sale is an all-beef sale, new crop calf yearling sale. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020. Don't miss out on slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30. Find all types of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, call cows, and quality baby calves.
I'm Nicole Heslip with Brownfield's Dairy Update. Don't miss a minute of World Dairy Expo. Can't attend in person? Join virtually on Expo TV. The Dairy Checkoff has found success by working with restaurant chains to include more dairy products on their menus. Brownfield's Larry Lee has more from World Dairy Expo.
Randy Roker milks a small herd in Wisconsin and is the Innovation Committee Chairman for Dairy Management, Inc. Roker tells Brownfield one success story is their partnership with Domino's Pizza.
What is pizza without cheese? So when their theme is hungry for more, they want more pizza, more sales. Well, that means more cheese for the dairy industry.
DMI has helped develop menu items for McDonald's, Taco Bell, and Pizza Hut International, all generating more utilization of dairy products.
Another one that we work with is Raising Cane's, and that's a very fast-growing restaurant chain right now. So we use a lot of dairy and actually the batter that they use on their chicken tenders.
In Madison, Wisconsin, I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield Ag News.
And the executive director of the Organic Farmers Association says their members need a new five-year farm bill. Gabe Mendenhall tells Brownfield an example is the O Dairy Act, which would offer new protections for organic dairy farmers.
Organic dairy farmers across the country have really been in crisis in the last 5 to 10 years. And so those are policy solutions that were identified and then created by an organic farmer coalition.
Cash dairy prices were mostly lower in limited trade on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange Wednesday. Dry whey was unchanged at 60 and a quarter cents. Blocks down 5 and a quarter at 202 and three quarters. Barrels up 3 quarters at 215 and a quarter. Butter down 7 cents at 268. And unfed dry milk was down 0.25 cents at $1.35 and a half. I'm Nicole Heslip with Brownfield.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about applying 98G pelletized limestone this fall and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
14 minutes away from 6 o'clock, here is the forecast for the day. Partly cloudy and mild, a high of 77. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a 30% chance of light showers or sprinkles through about midnight, and a low of 47. Friday, mostly sunny and pleasant again, a high of 70 degrees. Currently, we're up 1 degree from the overnight low. It is 40 in Richland Center, and the air is calm. That follows a daytime high yesterday. Fairly warm up there at 72 degrees. Good stuff. We have some info to get you in the know and along the way. And of course, the Brewers will play another day. How about that? Milwaukee with a win last night in exciting fashion. Come from behind win last night. I was starting to have my doubts, but hey, they came on. They'll play again today.
Rolling. Sensuous woman, you control the world I'm living in. Woman, sensuous woman, release my body and let me live again. Step by step, you taught me easy loving. And night by night, you caught me in your web. My self-control was overruled by passion. Just ahead. Woman, ooh, sensuous woman, I should be with her, and she don't know I crave your ecstasy. But many hearts will break if I don't conquer this lustful spell you cast all over me. Woman, sensuous woman, you control the world I'm living in. Woman, sensuous woman.
Gibson on the old Light in the Milk House show. It's 10 minutes before 6. Coming up, Tony's weather. Here's Eddie Rabbit.
I took a plane around the world, trying to lose her memory. But everywhere that I touched down, found it waiting there for me. Can't run from love. There's just no place in this world you can hide. You can't run from love. When it's looking for you, all you can do is give up. Sail across the seven seas, climb upon the mountain high. Build a wall around your heart. It's gonna find you every single time.
out from love. There's just no place in this world you can hide. You can't run from love. When it's looking for you, all you can do is give up. You can travel in a time machine, disappear without a trace. It won't matter where you go, it's gonna find you. You can't run from love. There's just no place in this world you can hide. You can't run from love. When it's looking for you, all you can do is give up. Find you any place. You can't run from love. There's just no place in this world you can hide. You can't run from love.
Seven minutes before six, Eddie Rabbit on the Milk House Show.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Save big during the Fall Filter Sale at Napa Richland Center in Boscobel now through the 15th. Bring in your filter list for the best prices of the year on all Napa Gold filters. Stock up on motor oil, grease, and filters. Now is the time to check out the Milwaukee Tools and Heated Gear, tool, heated coats, and vests. Don't miss the savings now through the 15th at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Richland Center in Boscobel.
Napa know-how.
Wagner Auto is your hometown family-owned towing service. When your vehicle needs a tow, they can handle it, no matter the size. Rely on professional 24-hour towing service with reasonable rates, all from the local towing company you can trust, Wagner Auto, 647-3443.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Family Thrift Shop has been blessed with an abundance of wonderful donations and hard at work getting everything priced on the shelves for you. With the citywide garage sales just around the corner, stay connected by following them on Facebook for updates and special sales, like buy one book, get three free, and browse their silent auction items. Visit often to enter their new weekly drawing for a $10 in-store gift certificate. Store hours are Wednesday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturday, 10 to 4, at 120 South Main Street. See you there.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios. Try something different with a side of great tunes.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, another very mild early fall day on tap here today. Not as windy as yesterday either, so it should be quite pleasant to get out there. Just a few scattered clouds. We will have a weak system come through the area this evening. Could bring in just a couple of sprinkles or a little drizzle through the area for a couple hours. That'll clear off. We're left with sunshine and just slightly cooler temperatures tomorrow. Saturday, the gusty south winds return ahead of a low-pressure system swirling through southern Canada. That'll boost temperatures once again, good 15 degrees above normal. Saturday night, a strong cold front will race through Wisconsin. Could produce some scattered showers, the most likely activity over the northern half of the state, but a few brief ones are possible here as well. By Sunday, back to chillier weather, some gusty winds as well. High pressure settles in early next week, should bring us several dry days in a row with sunshine and lighter winds, probably some scattered frost as well. Here's that forecast for today, partly cloudy and mild, high temperature about 77 degrees, light and variable wind becoming northeasterly up to 5. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 30% chance of light showers or sprinkles through about midnight, then clearing skies, low at 47. Mostly sunny and pleasant tomorrow, high close to 70, northeast wind at 5 to 8. Friday night, clear and chilly, low 42. Saturday, sunny or partly cloudy, breezy and warmer, highs in the upper 70s. 30% chance of a couple of showers late Saturday night. Heading into Sunday, partly cloudy, breezy and cooler, low at 49 with a high of 64. Monday, patchy frost possible early, otherwise mostly sunny and nice, low at 37, high 66. Tuesday, light frost and spots in the morning, low 37. Should be a great day with sunshine, high 68. And Wednesday, more sunshine, warming up with a high of 74. Have a good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center takes pride in being a hometown independent bank. An independent bank is a locally owned bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. All of an independent bank's funds flow in and out through the community in which it operates. Independent community banks are extremely knowledgeable about the market in their area. Richland County Bank's role as an independent community bank is to serve local people with an eye on the value of their contributions to the local community and to loan money to small businesses and startups. Independent community banks are a great asset to local business owners who have a chance to sit down and talk face-to-face about their plans, successes, and challenges with the very people who will make their loan decisions. Richland County Bank understands the value and importance of stable local businesses. If you want to partner with a bank that is focused on you and your community, call, click, or visit Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, our temperature is at 39 degrees. Yesterday's high was 72. The record high for this day, 87, set in 1953. The record low, 23, in 1974. Last year's high was 84, and the low, 55. Sunset will happen at 6:39 this evening. Sunrise time will be at 2 minutes after 7 for this morning. Northwest winds are at 3. Barometer is at 29.99, and no precipitation today. We have mostly clear skies, and we're at 39 degrees.